Everybody, welcome to the quarantine season of Run Chat. Quarantine season. There's a pun there. I just haven't worked it out yet. I'm Billy, and with me, as always, on these Run Chat runs are John and Brian.
Hey,
how's it going, everyone?
We're not actually all in the same place. We are. Like many of my social interactions these days, this is happening thanks to the internet. I'm at my apartment, John's at his, and Brian's at his.
Practicing social distancing at its finest?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not its finest, but right, definitely yeah. Practicing it. We'll see how fine it is by the end of this episode, I guess.
As it's okayest. And hopefully you guys can hear this. We were having some offline microphone issues. And by we, I mean me.
Yeah, I sounded amazing the whole time.
You did. You're like a modern day. I need
Marconi?
A silent film actor's name.
Oh, wait. Why a silent film actor?
Somebody who
for
you
irony.
Don't here.
What's the good night and good luck guy?
Edward R. Murrow.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Is that what you were thinking? Like or no?
No. I was going the opposite direction, but I get what you're saying. Yours is much more complimentary. We should probably go with that.
Got it.
So welcome back to Run Chat, guys. We've got some fun plans for dealing with trying to go running in the age of coronavirus. I think it's safe to say that everybody's group runs have been canceled. I don't know of any group runs that are still active. Do you guys?
Not as far as I know.
Yeah. No, November Project and other fitness groups have moved online, which I think is very innovative and thinking very outside the box. I was surprised.
I would say it's more inside the box. I'm talking about that box on your screen.
Well done. Yeah, I was surprised when they announced that November Project was canceling workouts in all 52 cities. Is that what it's at now? And even their pledge cities as well. But that was a more innocent time when I could go outside and not give somebody side eye if they got within 10 feet of me.
Yeah, it's interesting. I tried a kind of a live Instagram run this morning, kind of a community run, but everyone was running solo. And it was interesting. I was paying attention because I got to the park early and, you know, everyone was typically running either by themselves or with one pair or, you know, and then I saw maybe one, maybe two groups of five or six, but it was really people sticking to themselves. And the beauty of, I guess, currently situation, this could change, like it could be, it looks like it's changing daily, but, you know, people got a lot of races canceled and luckily you could still go out and run. Obviously we're staying in for the most part, people working from home and kids are home, but currently you could still out and go out for a walk or run. And so, yeah, you don't have the social component, but it was an interesting kind of tests or pilot to run on Instagram. I've never run with an Instagram live story, at least not on purpose. I think I might have done it by accident, one of my morning commutes on a city bike.
Yeah, I've definitely tuned into your pocket before.
Yeah,
yeah.
But this was my first official live, and I had about 97 people tune in at various points of the run. But I actually, you know, it even though it was me running by myself, it sounds corny, but I definitely got a good vibe out of it, and it was fun for people to check in. And but that's kind of where we are now, as far as, you know, group training is usually a huge, you know, nice social, component to training, and, you know, strength in numbers and pushing each other, and kind of taking a back seat. And now they're kind of on their own, and we're trying to figure out this new fitness landscape as well as everything else, other aspects of our lives.
Yeah, and it seemed like the people that were tuning in, some of them sound like people you didn't necessarily see all the time. And so even though it's a lot of people that you don't have the contact with, you're getting back in touch with other people that aren't on the same schedule as you.
Yeah, it was just nice. Okay, we have a 7 o'clock run. So I got up at 6:15 and I was out the door at 6:40, and where I would have just probably stayed in and either probably not run at all or whatever. But it's definitely, you know, interesting and challenging times. And but it felt great to get out there. Today was a beautiful sunrise, you know, 42 crisp day. And I definitely got a nice energy buzz from just being out and about and connecting with others, even though I couldn't run with them. Although the funny thing is I did see three or four people that had checked in via Instagram that were running in Prospect Park. So that was kind of funny that, you know, hey, Mary, it's good seeing you.
Maybe next week we can do a scavenger hunt, and everybody who's out has to try to come within, but no more than 10 feet close to you.
Yeah.
Try to find you during the run.
Yeah. Which
John, don't touch John.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. But yeah, some of it's just kind of gamifying, and that, you know, obviously you're kind of joking, but I think that's a great idea as far as some of the things we might do with some of our, we might do some short 30-minute podcasts where if you choose to join and you want to run during the podcast and listen to us, we're going to have some cues where you can actually do a progression run or interval training or even kind of a fartlek. So that's some of the stuff we're kind of teasing with this kind of the first episode of the quarantine time.
I feel like most people run to get away from our voices. Now we're just like, here, keep us trapped with you.
Yeah, you can't get away from us.
Well, if you can't run with the people you like to run with, you can run with us instead.
If you can't run with the people you like to run with, you can run with the people that you barely put up with on your subway commute when you had a subway commute. We weren't living in this Ready Player One existence.
So quick update, since it's, you know, we're meeting under these challenging times. Was anyone training for a race?
I mean, I just had, you know, local races, nothing huge. The NYC half was the big one. It wasn't a huge thing on my calendar, but just it's a big race anyway. And that was kind of the first point when it really hit me specifically that, oh yeah, things are getting canceled and this is a big deal.
Yeah, I was also signed up for the NYC half. It was more kind of a coming out of the winter, coming over out of the holidays, and something to kind of keep me honest to get back on track. And actually, I think, you know, that was announced on Tuesday that it was canceled. And then in the next day, it was the NBA was canceled. And then it was like, all of a sudden, everything was canceled. And within 2 or 3 days, it definitely escalated. So yeah. It's amazing how each day brought new challenges and new information, going from maybe we'll close schools. And you know, Brian, you're a school teacher here in the city, and I'm sure you were waiting, like, what's going on? And then sure enough, obviously, the decision was finally made. But it definitely was like gradual, and then all of a sudden it was like, boom, we're in the thick of this and sorting it out.
Yeah, because it was the attitude of, you know, you have 30 kids in front of you and you don't want to say, well, I think we're not going to have school tomorrow. But, you know, you want to make them think that we're still doing this, everything's normal. But in the back of your mind, you're like, who knows what tomorrow holds? And then they didn't announce anything for the longest time. Then all of a sudden on Sunday night, guess I have a day off. And so Friday I start actual work from home and teaching from home. So we'll see how that goes.
And that's a good segue with Violet, really being a parent. You're obviously, Violet's usually at school. And
yeah.
All of a sudden, you're
close, schools, and just like every other school.
Right?
Yeah, it's tough. Her school reopened for a couple of days because they're technically a childcare center, not, you know, a school. So they were closed on Monday, the 16th. They reopened on Tuesday and Wednesday, but it looks like there were only 5 kids at her school on Wednesday, where that's when we're recording this. And we're choosing to keep her home now. And I think another parent is too. So they're going to be down to 2 or 3 kids in the school tomorrow. I don't think the school is going to stay open just because of that.
What's the typical capacity of the school?
There's usually like 60 kids in the school.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Our daycare is still open. Our daughter is just over 2. My wife is kind of lucky enough to be home on maternity leave still from our second child. But we chose to keep Frances home just because there's probably some parents that it's a little bit tougher to do that. Whereas my wife's already home with our other child. So we figured less stress, less contact. But I'm curious what the attendance rate is and if they will remain open. But yeah, it's definitely challenging with, I mean, I'm used to working from home with my setup, but it's definitely, you know, I'm used to getting out for coffee or doing other things. And I think some people are definitely not used to working from home and how that could be stir crazy. And then you're also dealing with working from home, all of a sudden educating your child potentially, and obviously watching them. And it's definitely, definitely like uncharted times for at least our generation.
Yeah. And the teachers at my daughter's school are magical. I absolutely love them. And I feel bad for the ones that did have to come in to keep the school open. But at the same time, I'm so grateful for them because they're amazing on a normal day. And in these trying times, they're even more amazing. Yeah. And I'm also grateful that the New York City subway system is still running.
Good old MTA, right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because you contrast it with, you know, some of the other big things that have happened, like the blackout or Hurricane Sandy. And it's, you know, outwardly, it's sort of seems like business as usual. Like there are more businesses are closed, but the subways are open. The grocery stores are open. You do see people outside. And it's just that weird mix of almost.
Yeah, it walking around this afternoon when I picked my daughter up from school, it's like, oh, yeah, all these stores are closed. Like, you know, all the things that are like clothing stores and stuff, they're all shut down. But I'm still running. Are you guys still running?
Yeah, I mean, I've been running probably like once or twice a week just because I've been actually trying to beat a cold I had a couple weeks. And
patient zero.
Which is awkward because it's like every time I cough, everyone like on the street looks at me. And I was out and about on Sunday. I was out and about this morning. And I don't want to say it's business as usual because, again, you see less people running together. But there was a ton of people out on Sunday in the park. I think it was a beautiful day. And this morning, I would say maybe I didn't really notice much of a difference from a typical day in Prospect Park. But it's almost like a quietness about it. You know, it's more of a subdued kind of surreal kind of mood. Mm-hmm. And people aren't like, again, I went for a 3-mile run today and I was busy trying to do the live Instagram thing, but there's definitely kind of an eeriness in the air, but definitely people are out still running. I talked to one guy on the run today that it was actually following me and who comes to my 7 o'clock class with Rise by We. And I just kind of impromptu asked him, hey, how's your running coming along? He's like, I'm actually running more now because I'm not commuting to work. And, you know, I think Brian's still running, right?
Yeah, Brian's still running. I think Brian got knocked out for a second. So
perfect.
He should be back in soon. But yeah, I'm still running. And like your Rise by We guy, yesterday I was able to go out for, you know, a 10K run, which isn't something I could usually do on a Tuesday. And I did it in the middle of the day too, which was nice. You know, I'm telecommuting to work, but I was able to go out for my lunch hour and run for an hour, which ended up, you know, being 6.3 miles. And it felt great. I was surprised how many people were out because it was the middle of the day, but it had just rained yesterday morning and it was still like the weather was still a little iffy. Brooklyn Bridge Park wasn't crowded, so I was able to socially distance myself. If somebody was on my path, I gave them a wide berth. If it was a narrow path, I would take a different path so I didn't have to get in close proximity to anybody. And then on the way back to my apartment, I ran up the Columbia Heights Hill, a very steep hill connecting Brooklyn Heights to Dumbo, which I'm a big fan of doing hill repeats on. When I got to the top of that, I was like, oh, I'm running the Brooklyn Heights Promenade. Turned on there. Promenade was packed with people. It's like if people were out in the middle of the day in Brooklyn Heights, they were on the Brooklyn Heights Promenade. So as soon as I turned on to it, I immediately turned off of it because I was like, I mentally, even if I actually did not get sick from exposing myself to that many people in that contained a space, just the mental pain of dealing with that, of like worrying about it, wasn't worth it.
Right. Actually, as we're talking about this, I just got an email from New York Roadrunners, and there's now an 8-week period of cancellations where all the way to May 10th is, so I think this, you know, there's a couple more races that are now been canceled. Just like
wow.
So
So does that include the Brooklyn half, or are they just like getting up to the line of the Brooklyn half and we haven't announced that one yet?
Exactly. That's the latter.
Yeah. Right? Sounds like that's their next priority is trying to keep that as a thing. So, which makes sense. Yeah. I'd like to run it.
Yeah, definitely. This,
yeah, it's just when these things get pushed back, it's amazing how it's just how this is unfolding. But yeah, I tell some of the runners I'm coaching is it's just like you do in typical training, worry about what you can control. So right now there's not a lot we control. Obviously we want to keep each other safe and practice social distancing and not expose. You know, it's just one of these things where you just kind of have to wait and see and kind of ride it.
What are you telling your runners who, you know, had Boston coming up or had a big race in the next month or so? You know, obviously a lot of those have been moved to the fall, but, you know, what are you telling them either mentally or physically, you know, what to do with their training now?
Yeah, my recommendation is because, you know, as you guys know, a 16 or 20 week program is great, but that can wear on you mentally and physically, and you might have an injury, or you might have just a motivational kind of pocket of not being into it and fatigue. So to not reset and try to keep that training going. So most people gain fitness coming out of the holiday season. They find their routine. You know, some of them have probably done some pretty good long runs because we're a couple weeks out from those April, like in London and Boston, for example. But I've been telling people just to like almost pretend that you ran the race. In the sense of obviously you don't need to recover from it because you didn't actually do it, but you know, you have plenty of time for the fall buildup. So it's more about kind of regrouping. You're probably missing more days potentially with being home and maybe not having childcare or your schedule just being out of whack. So, you know, don't be very flexible, get out when you can, not have a structure. You know, you obviously not, if you're doing a group workout, you're not doing those anymore. And just more kind of go in maintenance mode because you don't want to lose out on the fitness that you just gained in this last training journey. But you also don't want to try to keep it going all the way to the fall because I don't think that's realistic as far as even just the mental burnout of that.
Yeah, so the 40-week training plan.
Yeah, so I just say, hey, you know, you'll the work you've done will pay off. If you're not healthy, like you have an Achilles issue or you can kind of put that at bay and rest that. If you are completely healthy and you're chopping at the bit, yeah, you know, maybe you run a half marathon on your own. Or there's a lot of these virtual races that are out there now that are coming out. But I am going to say, pretend that you ran the race as far as resetting for, you can wait till, you know, May or June to start the next build up. You just don't want to lose out on the fitness. And so you want to kind of maintain and use the time, especially if you're kind of forced indoors to work on flexibility, stretching, meditation, yoga, PT, stuff that you might be able to do on your own. With body weight stuff or just, you know, jugs of milk or water or detergent or things like that, where you don't need a lot of weight or equipment to get stronger. And a lot of us runners, including me included, it's easy to skip the little things. So now's your time to kind of work on those little things, work on a maintenance plan. You don't have to do 18-mile long runs. You can do 8 to 10 or 12 once a week if you can, and really just kind of reset. And, you know, knowing that the work you did do will pay off down the road. But you just got to be a little bit patient. But yeah, don't try to keep training because that'll be a long haul. And who knows, those races might get pushed back. So I just say reset and kind of not start over because we did work. But that's kind of what I've been telling people.
Yeah. And John, you've been running competitively for most of your life. Brian and I were recreational runners before we even got into racing, you know, recreational racing. It's a good time to, you know, rediscover your love of that when you ran to ran, didn't run for a set goal. PR your life is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Train for life. Yeah, exactly. We all wish this wasn't happening, but there is opportunity within this, you know, where you're forced inside and you just have to kind of use these opportunities to work on the things you can work on, control the things you can control. And I say, don't worry about the things you can't control because they're pretty scary right now. But you know, definitely training takes a back seat, and you can be creative. You can be innovative. You can be connected with some of the things we've already mentioned, but it's definitely, you know, an interesting time. And it's initially it was, you saw people, you know, complaining about not getting a medal or not getting a t-shirt. And I think within 48 hours of some races getting canceled, I think people, that seemed to quiet down and people realized the gravity of what's going on and how, you know, there'll always be another race. It just might not be right now.
Yeah, it's amazing over the course of 2 weeks how quickly this has escalated and progressed. And you're definitely right. When New York Road Runners announced that they were canceling the half, the New York City half, there were plenty of Facebook comments that were like, "But when can I get my shirt and medal?" And it seems silly then, and I bet the people who said that even feel silly now for worrying about that.
I heard from someone that it's a really nice shirt, so
it looks, you know, nice. I've seen photos of it.
Oh yeah, I didn't see the photos myself.
Yeah, I was picturing, like, you know, Tuesday we found out and it was like, you know, some chatter. And again, at that point it was nothing like Sandy, where, no offense to the NYC half or the half distance, because some people it's their first half and it's a big deal. But the New York City Marathon, I think, carries a little bit more weight,
right,
in distance and maybe notoriety and bucket lists. I think more people are, you know, have a bucket list in New York City Marathon than NYC half.
Right.
But, and then within the 20, you know, probably not even 24 hours with that announcement, the NBA gets canceled. And I think pretty quickly, I think if Roadrunners hadn't canceled and then the NBA gets, the whole season gets canceled the next day, it would have been like, oh, what are we doing? So
yeah, by the time Sunday came around, it definitely, everyone would have felt very strange running that race. And
yeah, so, but yeah, you know, it's definitely interesting stuff. But I think it, you know, it's got us to connect again, which is nice. And
yeah,
I think, like we said, we're gonna work on a couple shorter. You know, people are maybe used to the long form, long run podcasts we usually do,
the marathon podcasts.
But yes, we're gonna do
half shorter, marathon podcasts,
shorter 30 to 40 minute ones where you can kind of have fun and maybe do a workout while you're listening along. So definitely look out for those. We're going to try to get together online the next couple of days to do some of those. So look forward to those.
That is not, you know, we'd love to get together in person. Now that we're forced not to, it kind of definitely puts us in the situation where, like, okay, now we have no excuse not to do these, other than all the other things that are taking over life. But it's nice that we can get together virtually and just talk about running, because it's something we all love. The people, I assume that the people who listen to this podcast also love running. It's not just people who love the, you know, the dull. Crickets.
Yeah, well, I just cut out there a little bit, but I think we did do a call out on my Facebook, and I think Brian did one on Run Chat. So if you do, when this gets out, some of the topics that we want to discuss, which we've covered some of them now, we'll probably continue to cover some of them because every day brings a new kind of set of news. But some of the topics, you know, could be fall marathons. It could be, you know, some of the rapid fire questions we'll do, which are kind of, will be more shorter intervals, could be not running related at all. I know our first podcast that I was a guest on with Brian and Billy was about superheroes. So it's good to keep it, you know, not so super running focused, even though it's called Run Chat. So if you have any suggestions of topics or the things you want to know about Brian, Billy, or myself, they are fair game. feel free to suggest those in some of the call outs we do. Brian,
yeah, you can either find any of us online. You could find the Run Chat Facebook page is an easy way to compile everything. There's a post there up on it. And just any suggestions, anything you want us to talk about, you know, we obviously will sit here and talk. So tell us what you want to hear.
And we'll make up some sponsors depending on what we're drinking or eating during the show.
This episode, Purell stepped up to sponsor. They gave us a nice donation. They brought just a bucket. It's a bottle or anything, but just a big bucket they left on my stoop.
It's also
I don't know if I'd touch a bucket of mystery goo if it was left in my stoop.
It says Purell on it,
which is not, apparently it's only 40% alcohol, not 60%. So I think Tito's put out a statement like maybe last week that their product is for drinking and it's not high enough alcohol content to be utilized in your self-home therapy, therapeutic, or whatever.
I think that just means you have to use double if it's only 40%.
So
there are a couple of distilleries I saw that were making hand sanitizer. They were like putting gin production on hold to use their alcohol to make hand sanitizer, which I thought was really cool. And then they were offering it to free for people in their community.
I did see that. I think it was Portland, right? I'm not sure which Portland.
I saw it was Vermont was the one I saw.
Okay. Cool. Well, I definitely have to run because my I can hear my 2-year-old upstairs terrorizing my wife, and it's dinner time. But I think this is a good place to start of just kind of reconnecting with each other and saying hello to our audience, and then just queuing it up a little bit. That if you guys can give us some feedback on what we could talk about in our rapid fire shorter intervals, and also our longer topics for some tempo runs, progression runs, and even a mystery fartlek type kind of workout where we'll sort out, or even other ideas of other workouts that we could do where you can listen along while you're out there social distance running.
That sounds like a great idea to me.
Great.
All right. And hopefully this audio recorded and it's at an audible volume.
If not, take two.
Rolling the dice.
All right.
All right. Enjoy your runs, everybody.
I'll talk to you soon.